Wonder Girl in the mix, Corey's memory restored, Beast Boy, what's going on with him? And enter Trigon, DC Titans episode 10, Coriander starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, Charlie. That's Metallica right there, girl.
Yes.
That's Inner Sandman.
I didn't know this song.
But that's how I felt when... Yeah.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah,
though.
You know that.
Hear that lyric.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Get listen. It. Welcome, everybody, in the chat. Everybody across the globe to the DC Titans After Show. I'm your host, Evan T. Mack. To my left is the lovely Chauncey. What's going on, girl?
Hey, y'all. It's Chauncey K. Robinson here.
So, okay, let's. Okay. So what's going on? I'm glad you made time here for you go on your trip, but to go back home, I'm glad you made a little bit of time.
The holidays are coming up.
Holidays
y'all.
Are coming rapidly approaching. You get to go back to your old stomping ground, Jersey.
Yes.
Feeling
Jersey
good?
Girl.
Is it like 5 degrees right
Probably
now?
Probably below zero.
let's get into it. First things first, we're gonna talk about Corey and her memory, Raven and her mother, what's going on with Gar and Trigon, of course, but let me start with your overall thoughts of episode 10. What's going on?
I liked a good amount of the parts, I will say, and I think I am probably in agreement with some people that I've seen online, a good amount of people I've seen online talk about it, where, you know, this episode was named after Corey, and she kind of had to share it.
With everybody.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, didn't we just get a Hank and Dawn one that was all
a
them?
A whole episode!
They couldn't share an episode?
I know what you mean. Like, you, because I know you were excited because just based on the title alone,
yes,
you're thinking this is going to be like the Corey backstory, Corey on another planet.
You know, finally. And I mean, I liked what we got.
Yeah.
I did, but I felt like I would have liked to hear before, like, we got to the end where everything went to, you know, heck. But it was kind of like, I would have liked to hear how, like, Corey felt that she was getting her memories back of everything that was happening. And we never got any kind of you know, any kind of, like, quiet moment with her. And which is kind of a little bit, I felt like a little shortchanged because in other episodes, when you get those centralized character plot lines, each character has gotten that quiet moment where they can kind of, you know, you can kind of see their inner psyche a little bit.
I agree.
And we didn't get that with Corey this episode.
Yeah, I guess I guess that was their way in when she was in the ship. I guess that was like their little nugget to give, you know what I mean? When she's breaking things down, you know what I mean? She's on the, you know what I mean?
Give exposition for Rachel's plot line. That's what happened. Let's talk about Rachel's dad. Let me tell you, through my plot line, what about Rachel we need to know about?
What do you think that choice was? You think that was because they kind of spread themselves a little thin with the side episode Doom Patrol? You think I might have caught up with them a little bit? It's because they kind of needed to talk about a whole lot of things that were going on, and they had to talk about them, and then like they chose Coriander to do it, and I was like, man, they could have spent a little more time hooking up Diop, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, I just felt like there's so much to explore with Corey's character. There's so much. She's an alien from a different species. You saw when that spaceship. I mean, come on, she's on a different level than everyone else here. She is like from another planet, and it's like, when are we gonna get into that?
I don't know. Season two,
probably season, and that's why I gave them that space. Yep. I was like, I'm gonna give you this space because it seems like this particular season has been very Dick and Rachel centric,
right.
I get that. I'm fine with that because I'll admit, although we got breadcrumbs in a little way for Corey, we've been starving with Gar.
Gar eating it. Oh, he's starving.
You know, so I understand. I'm like, okay, so maybe they're laying the groundwork for these two this season. The next season, it'll be more, maybe we'll get a whole plot line of, you know, Corey dealing with a whole nother planet she belongs to.
Yeah, I think they're going to give us a taste of that. You know, that's all you can hope for. They have a lot of wiggle room, man. I hear the finale is really long, which is kind of exciting. So,
I'm hearing rumors it's 2 hours, although I've gotten no confirmation.
Oh, man, I hope that's true. I love that. See, more shows, when you control your own content, that's the least y'all can do. Give somebody a 2-hour finale.
Yeah.
But like I said, overall, I liked the episode. Everything was great. A lot of intrigue, a lot of mystery. Like I said, you're right, though. I literally thought this was going to be a Corey episode. I don't know why. Like,
it was her name.
Yeah, 15 minutes in, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. We ain't.
Right, I was so excited. I thought like when Corey got knocked out that maybe it would be like a whole flashback of her time on the planet or something. And I was just like, I mean, we got a little Dickory, that's Dick and Corey's shit name. We got a little bit of their, some crumbs, you know, him defending her stuff, which was very nice. But it wasn't, I really would have liked a lot more of Corey. Corey. Absolutely. And I think some people in the chat actually agrees with me.
Shout out to the chat.
There are a good amount of people who are like, hey, you know, it should have been a little bit more on Corey there.
I can't disagree with you. It's like I said, I think they might have spread themselves a little thin, though. Even though, like I said, they're gonna have a season 2, but we can't always rely on, okay, they got a season 2. Let's be patient. Like when you really want something, if you really wanted to get more Corey, maybe you should have got a little more Corey in season 1. Maybe it's okay to get some Corey in season 1. Maybe we just do like a 15 seconds of Doom Patrol and then like a couple other things and then have more Corey. You know what I mean? But with that being said, it didn't ruin the whole episode.
No, it didn't ruin it. It was a great episode. Yeah, it really actually was. It was quality. It was a quality episode, but for what I wanted, I didn't get it.
Chauncey needs to get what she wants. Y'all gotta, yo, come on, DC. But let's, okay, so we get to the part where they finally kind of tie up the loose end. You know, they got Raven bouncing all over different times, the space-time continuum and whatnot. And then we get to the part where she's getting choked out by Corey. Right up out of nowhere, man. Listen, Corey ain't taking no fresh. She beats the brakes off guard. Can't nobody stop her. And then with the lasso persuasion, Donna Troy come in there and just knock my girl out.
I wrote, you know, when I saw that part, I was like, okay.
But you weren't, you weren't feeling the lasso persuasion. She whipped, like, shout out right. to my girl Connor Leslie.
I mean, yes, Connor, you were awesome.
Whipping that lasso.
But
around.
I, at the same time, I was like, really? She did that to Corey?
She did it dirty. She did.
I'm going to assume that that's because Corey was not in her right mind. Because like Corey said later in the episode, she's like, bet you can't do it again. Yeah. And I'm going to, if it's going to be a fight, I would bet on Corey.
Oh, damn.
I bet on Corey. Oh, I like that. Donna. See, I would I'm like sorry. To see.
Everybody place your bets in the chat.
Place your bets, chat.
Oh, man. Chauncey just put up a good thing for the chat tonight. Oh, who you got? Corey or Troy? Listen, if it was down to one-on-one in the dark alley on a dark and stormy night, who do you have? I want all the answers in the chat. So before we keep it rolling, Chauncey, I want you to tell the lovely people at home how they find After Buzz and all that wonderful content.
Yes. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other After Buzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Miss Chauncey. Yeah, shout out to Ectoplad, Seb Russ, Ivan Soto, of course. Just to name a few, you know, I'm gonna shout y'all out. JOK, what's going down? I appreciate you guys coming in the chat. Edgy, what's going on? Ghost, what's good? And
Red Eyes Blackfire. Oh, His money is on Corey. Thank you, Red Eyes.
Shout out to Red Eyes. That's my man right
I
there.
I appreciate you.
Oh, my goodness. Chris Honcho says that Chauncey wanted some more dickery.
I did. The ship, yes.
Shout out to Paris, yo. What's good, girl? But, like I said, so all in all, great episode. Feeling episode. It was kind of cool. It was a nice setup to the end. I haven't seen the trailer yet. I can't wait to see the trailer. But yeah. Things are going good. So we get to the point where Corey freaks out everybody. She storms off. It seems to the point she finally has might have got more of her memory jarred. And then she goes on. And then, you know, Dick and Donna, they follow her. So we get to that one point where you see the spaceship. You see Corey in the spaceship. Just give me your overall thoughts on what you thought they would find in the warehouse and just that whole dynamic of when they kind of got to that place and things started unraveling and all the pieces started coming together.
I really liked it. You know, like, once again, I thought we were about to go on a journey, but it was, I mean, it was needed for the exposition, but I like the fact of, you know, first of all, Corey's leaving out. She's kind of like, and you know, this is one of the things about the Corey and Dick dynamic of they both kind of invert into themselves when they kind of want to go solo. I think that's why they make such a good pairing in the sense because they're similar, but not. And, you know, at that moment, Corey left out. She's like, you can't help me. But he's very much, and this is kind of, you know, Dick's like, no, you got to talk to me, which is like, oh, okay. You're not trying to stick with Rachel at this moment that he just tried to kill. He's like, darn it, you know, talk to me. And so, you know, Corey casually takes Donna's truck and basically drives to the warehouse, right? And I, you know, I really like that dynamic with them. Too. It's a slow burn, right? Yes. Donna's not feeling Corey. She's already called Dick
out. Especially, like, yeah, you slept with a bitch, bro.
Like, that's why you defended
her. You're caring way too much right now.
Right? And so, you know, they had that little face off or whatnot. And I really liked that moment. I thought Anna Diop did such a great job where she knows her language and what comes out while she's talking. I think she said exhale, which is a Tamarian type word. And her face when she says it, she's like, wait a minute. Man. And I was like, wow, this is so quality.
Oh, that's craft right there.
And I was like, this is, and you know, you saw the wonder on Dick's face. You hardly see wonder on his face. And when the ship came into, you know, being, it was like, wow, this is massive. Yes. Which gives you a glimpse of just how huge of a plot line Corey is attached to, beyond, you know, Rachel and her father and stuff. And so I really liked, you know, getting to see inside of the ship, you know, Corey knowing stuff and kind of saying that I was sent here for this. And, you know, I would have liked to hear, felt more of her like process of processing this whole, I mean, she just discovered she's an alien.
Yes.
Like, how does one feel about that? Yes. Like, you're not from this planet. You found out, you knew you had powers, but it's not just you have powers like Rachel or Gar or something like that.
You're not from here.
You're not from Earth. You know, so, but it was cool that they did that whole exposition. And we got a little bit more about Trigon.
Yeah.
You know, it was, that was good.
And I like that part too, but like, just like you're saying, those little nuances of the acting choices, that, like I said, I like when Brandon, he's still wowed by stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is a guy that's been dealing with a lot of criminals with Batman and stuff like that. But seeing a spaceship still was a big deal.
It was a wonder for him, you know, and which was really cool.
I just like that choice that they make where he's not like, oh, what's going on? You know, I'm still, you know, I'm just crazy. You know,
he was, that was a great impersonation.
That's your boy. That's your brooding boy. But no, like, and I just like that he was like literally in wonder that, oh my goodness, this is a spacecraft. And he walks on and while she's telling like plot points and stuff, he's looking around the spaceship though. He's like looking around and stuff and he's way in the cut.
It's another planet. I mean, and if you think about the idea of, you know, Batman is one of my favorite characters in comics ever. Batman, then a close second of Hulk. And it's just like, it's very much, even though they have people with powers and stuff, they very much are like the gritty version. Like, people usually don't have powers sometimes. They're usually very realistic, Earth-based.
Yes.
So I think this is very interesting. And of course, it was Titans because they've already interacted for decades. But in this particular version, for Dick, I think, to be in a situation where it's like, oh, wow, another whole another planet like, here.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know Wonder Woman is from like another area. Like, it's not another planet, though. You know what I mean? So it's a little different.
Yeah. And it's okay. So then we kind of get the Conan kind of going back and forth between their story and what's going on in the house.
The other plot.
Now, listen, I'm still hating that they even went to the house anyway.
Right?
I'm like, yo, Dick Grayson, where's your Batman instincts, man? Why are you going to this house? And I didn't know what was going on. I thought something was happening, but I didn't know it was a bad place to go. I just wouldn't have went there, man. Who was safer than the Bruce Wayne safe house?
Right?
Can y'all please let me know? Chat roll, what's more safe than a Bruce Wayne safe house? The Fortress of Solitude? What is that place? That place is safe, true, man. But anyway, it's like a penthouse. It was dope. Y'all was living lavish. But anyway, so it's like we get to that part where they're in the house and then something's going on with Gar. And I just thought it was very interesting to see, because I didn't know when you first saw that thing going on, what was your first thoughts? What conclusions were you drawing from that when you seen Gar like kind of seeing stuff in the mirror? We didn't know what the mirror was about. We didn't know what was going on. Kind of take me through your first thoughts of where your theories were there.
I mean, it was, well, clearly something was going on. Yeah. I just didn't know where it was coming from. Like when, you know, the whole thing with Rachel's mother, well, first of all, I was kind of annoyed with her when she was like, she wanted Corey out of her house.
Yeah, talk about it, Chauncey.
And she got her, I want to see your manager voice going on there. It was like,
she choked her daughter. I was like, I want her out of here.
I mean, she just, you know, she also saved you not too long ago, clearly,
times.
You know, so it's kind of like, all right. So now all of a sudden she's not welcomed here anymore. Ooh. But then of course we realized later why that was, I think. But even in that sense, they did a great job, like kind of throwing you off. Cause it was like, I did write down, I was like, whatever, screw Rachel's mom, but I also didn't come
you
to
wrote that on your
I
notes.
I actually didn't say screw. I said something that started with an F. But it was,
that's Chauncey the journalist. That's Big J journalist. She writes down.
I wrote down my emotions. But you know, with Gar, I was like, what could that be? And then that cop showed up and
I was like,
is he someone cloaked? And it turned out that wasn't the case. So And another aspect of that was like me thinking, okay, are we going to get something more with Gar? And it was interesting that he seems to be holding some guilt for the guy he killed.
Still.
Which, you know, I think it's always, that's an interesting level to play, because you have Corey who that same episode probably killed a whole building of people.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to be too caught up about it.
No, yeah, no.
And then you have Gar, but he's younger. So you have Gar, who's kind of like, I killed this one guy.
Yeah, and because you see that part where they were on the train, and they were, when she was saying, like, listen, man, they were trying to kill you. You had this, you literally was either you or them.
Yeah.
So that's how, that's Corey's, like, mindset. So I know that's why I think she's cool with it. Listen, they gonna try to apprehend me, try to kill me.
Yeah.
I gotta do what I gotta do. But yeah, I was interesting about the cop. It just turned out he was just a regular old, nice old guy.
Like, I was reading,
I know him, he got real. We gonna get to that. So, like, I read a couple things about, you know, different, like fan reaction and stuff. Do we care how the lights stayed on for 20 years? Do you care about that?
Okay.
Just talk to me about it. I find a little nugget and I got to talk about it. Because okay. I kind of giggle. I was like, dang, I didn't even think about that.
You know, it's
nitpicking though.
Yeah, because it was like, well, who was paying on this house? Who was paying on the house? Like, she was lit. So we're supposed to believe she was trapped away.
20 years, yeah.
You know, who was paying the bills?
I was like, oh, man, y'all got one. Every now and again, the super, super nerdy fan people get one.
They're
And I will bring it up on the show. I was like, that was pretty good. It's 20 years with the lights on.
Yeah, and everyone, and then the cops are like, yeah, I heard you were back in town. I'm like, that's going to see how those small towns work. People are just like, so-and-so's been gone for 20 years. And she's just back.
He's like, what's up? But, okay, so we get to that part. We get to the dynamic between Rachel and her mother. Did you, at any point during the show before it happened, did you suspect the mother to be evil?
No, I didn't. I did think, and I think we talked about this actually before, you know, the cameras came out, was that there was the question of how are we going to get rid of her? Not necessarily like we wanted to like get rid of her mom, but it was also kind of the idea of the mother can't stay around, right? There's if they're going to be able to be the Titans team. They can't also have the mom hanging out like the cool mom or something or whatever. So it was like, how do you get rid? I thought maybe she'd just die. Yes. Like maybe she would be sacrificed by the cop or something, because I was thinking the cop was evil or something like that. She would be sacrificed to bring, you know, him in. But then, like, I guess, like, a split second when Donna pointed out, like, who's this person right here? I saw the blonde hair. They got those drawings really precise. I was just like, okay, they knew she was going to have her hair this length and everything. But I was like, okay, so it's the mom.
Yeah.
And that went back to my note earlier of why was she so quick to turn on Corey?
She knows Corey has a presence and power.
Yeah,
and
they want her out of the house.
And she knows what she needs Rachel for, and she's seen that Corey can disrupt that.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a really good thing, because I was like, oh, hold on, man, just kick the sister out the crib.
Right?
Hold on now. But so it was very interesting to see this different thing unraveling. Like I said, it was a very interesting episode. They had to cover a lot of things, and we get to the point where Gar starts to get really sick, and things are going on with Gar, and I didn't know if it was like a mental thing. I didn't know if it was the mirror. I didn't know if it was the house. But then Gar comes out and goes, there's something wrong with us. We have to go, you know? And like, do you think when it comes to Gar, do you think these things are going to lead with just a means to an end? Or do you think this is going to awaken something inside him, or he's going to get a hold on what's going on in him? Because, you know, I'm tired of this tiger, man. So is all this like stuff he's going through, no matter what Trigon's like intentions are, do you think it's going to help Gar in the long run?
I definitely think that. I think he, you know, he killed a man probably for the first time in his life, right? And, you know, in his beast form. And I think that probably, you know, has an effect on him. And I think we're not getting it this season, clearly, but I feel like maybe this is setting the groundwork for, you know, him exploring that a bit more. And hopefully, I don't know if before the end of the season we'll get it, but he has to change into something other than a tiger soon. And I don't know what's going to trigger that exactly. I did like the fact that, you know, Rachel was very concerned with him. I don't know if they're pursuing a romance thing going on, especially with
the end, though. Remember what Trigon said?
What
he was like, she hasn't had her heart broken yet.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. But it seems like, I mean, we can, you know, talk about it in a bit when we get into the thing. It seems like he's trying to do that through Dick or whatever somehow. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I do wonder if they're really going to pursue a Gar and Rachel kind of relationship, given especially the difference of age between the actors.
What do you feel the age is they're trying to perceive in the show? What do you feel that age gap is in the show?
I don't I don't think there's much of an age gap. Like some people in the chat had said. Also, shout out to Black Kush Ranger, who's been asking for a shout out for a minute. How are you, man?
What up?
Black Kush Ranger, how's it going?
Yo, what's good?
and like others have said in the chat, I think they think Gar's about 15 or 16.
Okay.
So, and I think Rachel's what, like 14? 15? She seemed like she was in high school.
Yeah, I guess that's what I thought.
Yeah, so I think the characters seem to be the same age, but the actors are some years apart. So I don't know.
Oh, good for him then. He's older. Gar's probably older, right?
Yeah. Gar's like 23.
Good for him.
Yeah. He does. Yeah, he looks young.
He looks really young.
Yeah, so it's it's not too big of an age difference. So I could see it. It would be interesting to see the whole team just paired off. Like Corey and Dick and the Gar and like the kids and the parents are dating, you know.
I got people in the chat. A lot of people chat saying Rachel's supposed to be 13.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. It's like 2 year difference. Yeah. It's not that.
Because it has not entered creepy territory yet.
No, I don't think it's creepy at all. I think he genuinely, I mean, it's one of those things like, you know, if they were in high school, she'd be a freshman. He'd be a junior. It's not, I don't think that'd be weird.
I'm mad at you at all. So like I said, it's very strange, but I want to get your thoughts, just anything that stuck out to you that you want to talk about, you want to discuss before I move on, anything that's in your mind, that any moments that stuck out in your mind at all?
Well, you know, there were no like I said, I think Rachel's mom, the actress, played it very well. Not seeing it coming. I saw a little bit of underlying tension. It wasn't until the reveal that it was like, oh, wow. Like, she really was playing that well enough. And I enjoyed that. Although, I'm just going to keep saying it. We need more Corey-centric.
For real!
I mean, it's just there's so much to explore with this character. And same thing with Gar. I mean, he's been secluded for so long. What does that... We haven't gotten introspection for these two characters. Right. And it would have been nice to get that a bit more. Especially since both... I mean, if you think about it, Corey was kind of like the main one being affected in the A plot, or I guess the A-ish plot. And then Gar was the one being the most effective in the B plot. But it was more so they were focused on Rachel's thought process.
And then like, you know, Robin and his progression and things like that. And I really think they're going to tackle that more in season two. I really, really think it's going to be like a Gar special. You know what I mean?
I think so. I have hope for that. I think they really need it to work through Dick and Rachel's thing for whatever. I mean, like, you know, like I've reported before, like the creators, the execs, producers and stuff have been talking about how they wanted to get to the point of Nightwing, but they needed to get him, you know, Dick to that point.
Yeah.
So I guess you can't really do everyone in 11 episodes.
No.
But I want to know, like, who sent Corey there, you know? It was like her people, but was it, because we all know there's also Black Starfire, you know, and whatnot. So is she gonna make an appearance? Her sister, they had a whole duality. And
a lot of people in the chat, like in the chat, in theory is that she is Blackfire, which I don't think she is.
I don't think she's Blackfire. No.
We got a couple people in the chat, like Marlon's talking about certain things about like the ages like of the actors are different, you know.
Yeah, it is. Like I was saying, Gar, the actor who plays Gar is 23, I think. And the actress that plays Rachel is about 15, 16. The other thing that stood out to me, I thought it was very cute, once again continuing Donna and Dick's kind of brother and sister relationship, was she had a tracker too that she put in.
Yeah, I love that.
In the thing, and she was like, "What? You're not the only one with cool gadgets." I was like, "That's what's up." I really do like Donna. Yeah, I mean, Corey's my girl, so I felt a little bit some type of way with the lasso.
But she was like, "Yo, what up with that lasso?"
Right. But I kind of like that dynamic that they're going to have a little bit of animosity. And I did think it was interesting when Donna brought up to, you know, like we were saying earlier, Donna brought up to Dick the whole thing about, you know, you like dangerous women. I do wonder, because she did bring up Dawn, which I think is just a relationship that's not for Dick in his current state. And even in his future state, that is a perfect relationship that would never really work with who he has to be. And I think we've seen that in instances that Dick and Dawn don't work.
No.
But it was also, I was interested to hear, what other dangerous women is she referring to?
Robin be getting it in, man.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Robin getting it in, though? But, like, it's one of those... I also like the different nuggets about, like I said, they're different dynamics. I like how, right now, Corey and her, they're kind of... But they kind of, like, already started getting into a groove when they were on the ship, though.
Yeah.
She, like, reached for the book. She didn't go, like, yo, what you doing? Chill. You, like, knocked me out earlier. She was like, okay, let me... She's like, okay, let's delve into this a little bit more. So I like that they're already starting to shift that dynamic, and they're starting to see, like... that you know, Donna a little bit more. Not she's not a threat to Corey. But what did you think about what she was saying when Corey
put on Donna's clothes? did you peep that?
I did. I was dope. When you seen Gar was like, you're Wonder Girl, you're her. She's like, I used to be. What do you think that's about? Do you think she really is? Why do you think she keeps denying she's Wonder Girl, even though she does so many Wonder Girl acts throughout the show?
She has the lasso, you mentioned,
like in her back pocket. You know what I mean?
I think that's once again something they'll probably try to dive into in season two. There's so much to dig into with some of these characters just because of the comic book history and whatever canon, because we all know Donna has had different canons or whatever. So it's interesting to see what backstory they try to have and why did she say. I mean, that's very interesting that you say that. Like, why? Like, I hadn't even really thought too much of that line where she was like, I used to be, as though she had given up the mantle of being Wonder Girl. Right. And it's like, what made her stop doing that? Because she just had like some episodes of talk with Dick saying that you don't ever really give it up. You just kind of, you know, put it in a different way or something.
It's interesting. Maybe, like I said, maybe she's so concerned with living her life and not being the crime fighter that takes a toll. Maybe she really is just trying to pretend like she's normal. Like I said, I'm thinking way too much into it, but that does lead me to my man. Listen, the man of the hour, man, like Trigon, who I was like, yo, I ain't know much about the cat. I knew a couple nuggets about him. Boy came. Listen. I didn't think he was going to premiere in this episode. I don't know why I didn't think. I thought when she was like reaching in the mirror, they was going to break down the door and like, Rachel, you know, like that. But it didn't happen. The mother's trick worked. I love the scene where this is when I was like, oh, wait, the mother's really, she's kind of cold blooded. Okay, so at this point, we know the mother is up to no good. She's a part of this whole thing. But that leads me, but before I get to my man Trigon, do you think the organization, this was all their plan? Or do you think they kept her away from Rachel just because they didn't know what she could do? Like,
Do you think it was
like a huge, like, grand scheme?
That confused me. I was a little, like... Because I was trying to remember back to the episode where she found her mother.
Yeah, and it wasn't like it was easy to get out.
So I was just like, so did they want her to find the mother like all this whole time and then kill everybody else? That seems weird. Man, you know what I mean? Or maybe the idea wasn't, maybe, you know, this was her mother's backup plan. Right. Because maybe it was eventually she was going to. But why play that game of, oh, you know. Like, yeah, I'm confused too. Yeah. And where is the organization right now? Is he going to call on them? Because he seems to be, you know, that's his org. So where are they? Because they killed a whole bunch of... Corey killed like pretty much everyone in that building.
We get to the point where I it's becoming clear that this mirror was used to incapacitate Gar, to make him sick, to have Rachel not have any way out. The mom manipulating her to say she can save him. And then she's like, you know, who could save him? Your dad can save him.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that you said, oh, no, listen, man, he's the man, he's the man with the plan, man, just bring him on through, all you gotta do is just, you know, think about him, y'all connected, then he steps through, and full disclosure, though, Chauncey, he saves Gar.
He does give Rachel what she wants, which endears her to him.
Yeah.
Which threw me off, because I honestly thought, but I was like, they can't kill Gar, so I was like, maybe he's gonna be like, I'm not doing it, but like, how else will she, you know, believe, but... I don't know. It goes back. I mean, I get it. She's young. It's just all of a sudden she's hugging him. I'm like, you know, this whole season was people telling you, like, they were trying to kill your friends to bring about your father.
Your boy.
How? Why?
That might have been a mistake by the show.
Yeah, like, why are you so quick to just, I mean, I guess he saved Gar, but you don't think that this could be a trick? Like, this whole thing, this other org was willing to kill your friends because they were telling you you needed to bring about your father.
Yeah, that could be a
so listen. You're not, you know, weirded out by this?
Yeah, see, like, yeah, like Ivan Soto said, I hate that Rachel hugged Dragon.
Yeah, she just kind of switched. I was like, come on, girl.
Yeah, it's true.
She just, sometimes they, and I feel like they do it for the plot where they make her revert to being super naive.
Yeah.
For certain things to land or go ahead.
That's fair.
And it's just kind of like, okay, either she's consistently growing as a character to the point where she doesn't fall into these traps repeatedly, or she's not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, you know, there was a whole episode before where, you know, they were like, well, you got to let Rachel, you know, she's grown now and she can do it. And then she does that. And it's like, can she do it?
Yeah, and it's funny you said that, because in the same episode when Corey's talking about what she has to do to be beat Trigon 400 consecutive days of warrior training. No one's ever completed it. That means it has. This has been something that people have tried to do, trial and error, whole lot of error. And Dip's like, if anybody could do it, she can do it.
And I'm like, no.
Hold on.
I didn't believe that line. Not Rachel. Honestly, I said to myself, Dick, where are you getting that from? I mean, maybe if this was Corey Donna.
I was trying to figure out.
I would say, sure.
I think they were trying. He was trying to convince us based on like all the stuff she's been through, like, you know, the traumatic trauma situation. I don't know, jumping inside grown men's bodies.
I guess.
Still ain't that fatality. That's like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Just let someone come by, offer her a puppy or something. She'll just like be like, oh, this is my friend.
Oh, come on, y'all.
You know, like this is how it is. She can fight and all that stuff.
Ghost World.
But let someone pretend to be her friend.
Ghost World, listen, Ghost World said, Charlie, she's 13. Most kids act like this when they're 13.
I guess.
I suppose. But like I said, at the one time she jumped.
Dick didn't act like that. He was jumping out of windows at 13. We done seen enough flashbacks to know Dick didn't believe nobody.
Oh my god.
So miss me with that one.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. Hey, everything everybody's saying is right except for the hug part. There's no, you can't explain the hug. The hug don't make sense.
I get it.
Just because that dude, this, first of all, man, you don't hug nobody except through a mirror. Just based on the entrance, Chauncey,
right?
He stepped through a mirror.
Oh, Dad.
I'd have been like, yo, Dad, we got some things to talk about, man. First of all, where you been?
Right? And what's this up here? You a demon. And about to bring about the end of the world. And your friends were trying to kill my friends. What's all that, Dad? No. Hugs.
Yeah, what about that guy that shot the person I thought my mother was in the head and started his whole ball rolling, man? It was an interesting choice.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it should have been where he like tried to hug her and then she was like, no. And he's like, okay, you need time. I understand. You know, so then we get to that point where okay, one big happy family, they can't get in. They do some kind of magical spell thing. Did Grayson go in? I believe it's because he's not, you know what I mean? He's, I think because Corey's from a different planet and Donna's from like a different type of, you know.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's why they're not allowed to get in. It's literally, I think it's about who they are as far as like power wise and what, because like they're technically from different parts of the like realms or whatever. And I think that Dick could go in just because, maybe just let him in though. Maybe he let him in.
Yeah, I was confused. I mean, that's a good theory that you have about the idea of the power thing. I think, you know, maybe he had more to play. We'll get into like next week what it's looking like. I think maybe he thought he could use Dick's mind because as
possible.
Corey pointed out to Dick not too long ago, he's got issues. And I feel like, you know, Trigon might have just decided this was the better person because out of the three of them who were standing outside, this is kind of narrative and plot line. Who was going to be able to go in there and us to get a plot line that we weren't learning things for the first time right?
Plus, all due respect, Robin can't do much about that dude.
No.
And he can't do nothing. I told you, you can't mess with a dude that hops through a mirror, man. He's just built, he's cut from a different cloth, man. You know what I mean? And you read the whole thing about the future thing, that him destroying planets and world. Like, yeah. Robin can't do nothing with this dude.
No.
You know, and like I said, it's not a definite, clearly they need Raven to bring about this destruction. Also, Raven the one that could save him.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's very interesting to see what they're doing. Like I said, I didn't expect to see him. Maybe, I don't even know when I thought he would come up. They've been hyping him up, but I didn't think I'd see him in season one. I really didn't.
I did feel like they needed, something else had to happen because the show hadn't ended yet. The season hadn't ended. So I did think something was going to happen. I just didn't think it would be him coming out.
Yeah.
I thought it would be maybe them like getting close and maybe a cliffhanger, you know, because the org wasn't completely gone. But I guess this makes more sense. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Sort of a deal. But it's kind of like, where do you go from here if you bring about this guy? Do you know much about him from the comics?
Like I said, I was reading a little bit about him. He's like 1981, like in the like New Avengers number 2 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know he put like this. He's like on another level though.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like mind manipulation, super strength, healing ability, can bring dead life, life to dead. Like, he can do it all.
Okay.
He's one of the most powerful DC characters in all the DC universe, which is crazy to me. So like,
that's what I mean. That's why I'm like, whoa,
man,
just coming out of season one.
Man, the movies haven't even brought Darkseid out yet.
Yeah,
and they're bringing
this
guy out. He's pretty powerful. So
that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, wow.
Where do they go?
Like, where do you go from here? Because we haven't, I mean, you go to this big villain and it's kind of like the team hasn't even functionally formed yet.
Soto said, I think Trigon wants to destroy Grayson in Rachel's eyes. Trigon can't have a father figure in Rachel's life that could turn her away from him.
Then if you leave Corey, I mean, I guess, yeah, in Corey, like in Rachel's eye, Corey turned on her, but you still had Gar too, so I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it sounds like it's plausible. Or it could just be another excuse to get a Gotham flashback and stuff.
Let's be real. With that being said, DJ, whenever you got a chance, you cue that news, man.
Yes, before the finale, I got two pieces of news. One's a treat for our, you know, viewers who are already talking about the future, the next episode. One, I mentioned last week about Anna Diop's upcoming film she's in, yes, the horror movie of Jordan Peele's Us. And Jordan Peele actually released a teaser image of that, which will if you're watching this, you will see it's two hands with gloves holding scissors. Very ominous. Dope. Don't know what it's about. People are saying it may be something of a home invasion sort of thing going on. Maybe what's that one with about the home, you know, people who come and just start killing people. Maybe something like a black version of that.
Black version of,
yes,
yeah,
that'd be cool.
Get out too.
Get out too. And Anna Diop, as I mentioned last week, is set to star in this highly anticipated film. And also the trailer for this film will be dropping on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we'll make sure we'll see if Anna's up in that.
She gotta be.
That'd be really cool. And finally, there was an epic trailer for this finale. And this is going to be new for Evan and others who might. And if you don't want to see it, you know, leave out or whatever, but come back in like 4 minutes. But if you don't see it, so we're going to cue the Titans trailer where we see a murderous Batman and also some glimpses of Joker.
What?
Evan's so surprised.
No way.
Chase,
what's up?
What are you doing here?
It's Batman. He's in trouble. Gotham's gotten worse. Commissioner Gordon's dead. Batman is going to kill the Joker. You need to come back to Gotham and convince him not to do it.
Bruce Wayne's not my responsibility.
But he saved you, Dick. What if you're the last person on Earth who can save him?
He lost his conscience.
He never had a conscience.
He's the only hero that Gotham has left. If he goes bad, the city goes down.
Bruce! Wait!
Also, Corey has black hair in this.
Is this a joke? Is this a joke? This cannot be real.
Evan is like, so y'all, this is trailer reaction right here.
The Dark Knight? Boy, that's that dude, man.
This wasn't justice. This was a massacre.
I love that Corey's all
There's
up in this.
There's no saving him anymore.
What?
He has to be stopped.
Bruce, it's dead. We're coming after you.
Oh, come on, man. What?
Damn it. He chose to embrace.
And that's Trigon right there. You see that? Talking to him.
It's a joke. This thing got to be 3 hours long.
Darkness to become you. I'm a murderer. Let's end this.
No. What in the
Robin
world?
Robin versus Batman. What? Don't miss the secret sound. Okay, so I had a lot of emotions. First of all, like I told y'all, I am a huge Batman fan. I did not appreciate this at first. Because honestly, shout out to DC Universe's Twitter account, because I follow them and stuff, and I retweeted. I'm like, what
Yo,
is
hold on,
this?
Hold on.
I literally said, what is this?
That's what the tweet
is. That's literally what my tweet was. I was like, what is this? Because Batman doesn't do that.
Yeah.
This was before it settled in my mind that this was probably a dream-like state.
Yes, yes.
But
I'm excited about it because I know that's what Trigon can do. He's that powerful, but I'm still freaking out that they're even doing it. I don't care if it's a dream. I don't care if he's in Narnia. That's the Dark Knight.
Right? I felt disrespected. I was like, what is going on? Robin? I mean, no offense, Dick.
First of all,
I mean,
Robin, he's cool.
Like,
about
listen,
that life, bro.
I'm like, you ain't about that life.
You ain't, man.
I mean,
even if it's your dream, you can't be Batman in your dream.
I was like, become Nightwing first, bro. Like, before you even think you can come after Batman, of all things. And, you know, also, there have been some stills of the picture of the show coming out of this particular one, where it seems as though in this dreamlike state, Dawn and Dick have a kid together. Or something,
man,
and
try going
Johnny,
a savage.
Or whatever. And I think, you know, this is one of those things where we'll probably also see, once again, Dick realizing the whole domestic life and things that he's trying to lead doesn't work for the real him.
Right.
Because, I mean, why else show that thing of him married to Dawn? Yes, Dawn is an easy choice for him.
Of course.
Of course, she's not the right one choice. Because that's Corey.
We already know that.
But I think it's... But also, you notice Corey's up in there.
Yes.
She's like, I don't know if it's the real Corey and she's brainwashed or if it's Trigon's version of Corey.
Man.
But I think it's... I do find it interesting that out of everyone that's his partner or whatever in this crime fighting, that it's Corey in his mind.
I think it's a bold choice, though, because regardless, and we're figuring it out, of course. I'm sure it's a reality, but it doesn't matter. I'm saying the choice for them to even make any version of Batman in this show in season one is nuts.
Nuts. And then just like, yo.
I can't believe it.
I'm not feeling
it. I don't care if he wakes up and he's like in Disneyland. Like, whoo, that was crazy. Like, I don't even care. It's like, man. Dog, that's what happens when you have your own platform, man. This is the best DC show on TV,
it
man.
It really is.
This is the silhouette of Batman, and
right?
I'm done.
I was like, what? No, like I said, before it came in my mind, I was like, what is happening?
No way.
What?
Man. I love it.
But it's definitely a dream state, which makes you wonder, is it, because have we gotten confirmation that it's 2 hours?
I get a lot of people in the chat are saying it's 2 hours. Okay. Now listen, chat, if y'all are wrong about this, I'm going to call out all y'all, man, next week, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whenever we come back, because everyone's like two hours.
I would hope it's 2 hours, and I hope maybe... the dream state isn't the whole episode. Because I do want to get back to the original Titans and what's happening.
With two hours, you should have... That's a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you should have enough time to get back to see what's going on. End it on a great note.
Corey looked great in it, though.
Toronto, that's Bay right there.
Yeah.
But before we get out of here, DJ, can you kick that predictions track, man?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Hold on. First of all, Red Eyes, Black Fire, man, you better get your money off Dick, man. Talking about his money's on Dick, man.
Money's on Dick after.
Have you seen Batman's work? Have you seen his work?
I don't know. I can't agree with you here.
So, Chauncey, any predictions? Even though we just went through predictions. But give me predictions for you thinking for like this episode, and give me just a little bit of like, you know, what you're hoping for season two.
Well, I am hoping for in season two that we get more Corey, that we get, I mean, she, like I said, she has a huge, there's, she's an alien from another species. There's so much to dig into about her culture, about who these people are, why send her to Earth, what's their relationship to it. I hope we get more Dickory. I want more Corey and Dick. Dick clearly, he was watching her in bed in one of the episodes. I think there's clearly a relationship.
Oh, there's something there.
There's something to grow there. I think they have to grow with each other. And I think they will give that space. And that's why they're not rushing into this whole forever love thing. So I think we'll see more of that. And hopefully we'll get more Gar.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you on that. First of all, who's this? Angel? Angel, we got beef right now. F Batman? It's just, the level of disrespect
in
this
chat. There's a lot
of
disrespect going on. I don't know about this, y'all.
I don't even believe when you were typing that your fingers were like shaking because your finger was like, you're like this, the utter blasphemy.
Here's
like your finger was like hitting backspace.
Lies.
Oh my goodness. Oh, like as far as prediction goes, I'm hoping that we know probably it's probably in dream state, but I'm hoping that it's not Corey being brainwashed. I'm hoping that it's just her, she's in his conscience because that's how much he cares about her.
Yeah.
That she's a part of even his dream state. You know what I mean? So that means she's that much of a factor for him emotionally already, which I think is a pretty cool thing. And then just hopefully, just like you said, I hope they get back to the real world and just see what's going on. See what's going on with Donna and see what's going on with Corey and just Angar and see what's that whole dynamic before they ride. Out. Let's not do a whole dream, 2 hours of dream.
Yeah, so I really hope it's not 2 hours of dream.
Gosh, man. So yeah, man. Man, listen, man.
Evan's mind has been blown, y'all. He was sitting there, y'all. We should have done a trailer reaction.
Dark Knight, man. I couldn't believe it.
You were was just like, what is happening?
He's so dope. Oh, my God.
He's so good.
He could be killed at any moment, man. Like, you could get lucky one day and just kill Batman on the street because he's a human. You know what I mean? Like, one day, he could just a straight bullet could kill this dude. Yeah. So much intrigue with this guy. But that's it for us, man. Chauncey, before you go out to New Jersey and do your thing, girl, tell the people where they can find you.
Hey, y'all, you can find me on Twitter at Ms. Chauncey KR, on Instagram, Ms. Chauncey K, and also on Rotten Tomatoes, as I am official film and TV critic there.
Oh, yeah, Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. Get at the Robe God. I am Teron, and I am Teron. We will see you guys. When are we coming back?
Probably January, I think. Yeah, talk about the season finale.
Season finale, guys, we will be back. You know, after Buzz, they work hard here, man. They got to go on
break. We
got to
take a little break.
They got a little vacation, man. We will be back, man. Thanks, everybody, in the chat. I said Red Eyes, Ivan, Trent, what's going on? Ecto, what's going on? Serenity, what's going on? Angel, even though you ain't, what's up? Lily Stockholm, what's good? Everybody, man, appreciate your parents. What's going on? Happy holidays. God bless. Take care. We out.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.